Can artificial intelligence truly replace the heartbeat of journalism? Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how AI is reshaping media. Today is Thursday, March 13th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the world of journalism and AI. Let's get into it. Artificial intelligence is at the forefront of a heated negotiation between the Writers Guild of America and CBS News. The Guild, representing 270 news writers, producers, and more, is sparking a critical conversation. How do we protect journalism as a profession in the age of AI? As Sam Wheeler, executive director of WGA East, emphatically put it, "This is bigger than a question about a wage increase. This is fundamentally a question about how is this new technology going to impact an industry that is the lifeblood of our civic life?" The Guild is drawing from its recent success with ABC News, where it secured important provisions in its contract. These include requirements for the news organization to inform the union about any significant AI implementations in the newsroom and protections for permanent staff from being replaced by AI technologies. This contract sets the stage for what the WGA expects from other employers in terms of AI usage. AI's impact on journalism is not just about job security. It is also about maintaining the integrity of news content. A CBS News staffer, speaking anonymously, voiced concerns over the accuracy of AI tools, especially in a time when media scrutiny is at an all-time high. Who's double-checking it, and how do we verify the sources that the AI has pulled to put the story together? The staffer asked, underlining a pressing issue as AI continues to evolve. The WGA's stance is clear. While AI can be a powerful tool, it lacks the judgment and experience of a human writer. It can plagiarize, spread misinformation, and fail to provide context, traits that are antithetical to the core of journalism. As AI becomes more sophisticated, the need for rigorous standards and protections becomes even more urgent. Negotiations between the WGA and CBS News are expected to continue through next week, and this dialogue is likely just the beginning of a broader movement to address AI's role in journalism. With the rapid advancement of AI technologies, journalists and their unions are compelled to act now to safeguard the future of their profession. AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number is only growing. But what happens when this technology is used to craft fake videos of political leaders? Imagine watching a video of two prominent leaders discussing sensitive geopolitical issues, only to find out it's completely fabricated. This is no longer just the stuff of science fiction. Deepfake videos, especially those featuring political figures, are raising alarms about national security risks. These videos are not just a tech gimmick. They represent a real threat to political stability and public trust. Deepfakes can simulate attacks or create false flag operations, potentially triggering conflict or even war. As Professor Selvakumar Manikam from University Sains Malaysia's Cybersecurity Research Center warns, the ease of creating and distributing these videos makes them a powerful tool for those looking to destabilize a nation. The dissemination of deepfake videos, especially those involving political figures or sensitive issues, could be considered a threat to national security, Professor Manikam asserts. This concern isn't hypothetical. Recently, a deepfake video featuring United States President Donald Trump and Malaysian Prime Minister Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim went viral, showing them discussing an investment scheme while addressing geopolitical matters. The video first appeared on platforms like X and TikTok before spreading to Facebook and WhatsApp. Neither the United States Embassy in Malaysia nor the Prime Minister's office has commented on it yet, but the potential for such content to affect political stability and public trust is clear. Deepfake technology has already been used in political contexts, impacting elections and public perceptions. In Indonesia, a deepfake video urged people to vote, falsely attributed to a former president. In India, similar technology spread false statements about a political figure. And in Slovakia, an audio deepfake mimicked a liberal candidate's voice before an election, believed to have influenced the outcome. The technology is advancing rapidly, with deepfakes now able to mimic lip movements, voice intonation, and facial expressions with high accuracy. While trained experts can detect these fakes by spotting technical inconsistencies, such as mismatched mouth movements or lighting anomalies, the general public might not have the same ability. For everyday users, the challenge lies in not being deceived by these sophisticated fakes. Professor Manicum advises checking news sources carefully to avoid falling for deepfakes. This is crucial as the technology continues to evolve and become more convincing. Chi Onwura, chair of the Science, Innovation, and Technology Committee of the United Kingdom House of Commons, has penned a letter to tech giants Google and OpenAI. She's inquiring about their responses to the government's consultation on artificial intelligence and copyright. This move follows a joint session held in February by the Science, Innovation, and Technology Committee with the Culture, Media, and Sport Committee, aimed at exploring the consultation's proposals. The session, which was a collaborative effort between the two committees, resulted in a joint letter sent to the Secretaries of State for Science, Innovation, and Technology, and Culture, Media, and Sport. The letter laid out their combined perspective on the consultation, emphasizing the importance of creating a transparent rights environment. Interestingly, both Google and OpenAI opted not to send representatives to this session, citing the ongoing nature of the government's consultation at that time. Now, with the consultation period concluded, Onwura is reaching out to these companies for clarity on their positions regarding this critical issue. Onwura highlights the unique position of the United Kingdom, a country that boasts a rapidly expanding AI sector capable of driving economic growth, alongside world-renowned creative industries and artists who naturally have concerns about their intellectual property rights. She underscores the significance of the government's AI and copyright consultation as a pivotal step in balancing the interests of AI developers and rights holders. The government's preferred approach hinges on the swift development of suitable technological solutions. Given that Google and OpenAI are at the forefront of AI innovation, understanding whether they believe they can align with the government's ambitions is crucial. As Onwura notes, it's essential to determine if these leaders in AI can meet the expectations set forth by the government. In Tanzania, the media industry is navigating a complex relationship with artificial intelligence, and it's not exactly a warm embrace. As a new study supported by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization reveals, there's a palpable hesitance among Tanzanian media professionals when it comes to adopting AI. This reluctance stems from a mix of uncertainty, ethical concerns, and a lack of awareness about the technology's potential and pitfalls. Although AI and related technologies are already being integrated into their operations, much of the debate in Tanzanian newsrooms centers around AI's potential to exacerbate misinformation and fake news. William Shao, a seasoned journalist, captures this sentiment well. The power of AI is mental. It's making fake stuff look real and real stuff look fake, turning lies into the truth and the truth into lies. The study, conducted by Tech and Media Convergency in collaboration with the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization's International Program for the Development of Communication, paints a picture of an industry still on the fence. Most of the 350 journalists, editors, and support staff interviewed expressed a strong interest in learning more about AI, yet they face a significant hurdle: the lack of structured training programs tailored to their needs. Here's a striking number. Up to 95% of respondents are eager to learn about AI as a journalism tool, but less than a quarter of newsroom managers have formally addressed AI policies with their teams. This gap highlights a critical need for more AI literacy within the industry to ensure that journalists are equipped to handle the technology responsibly. Despite these challenges, there's a recognition of AI's potential to transform journalism practices in Tanzania. About 73% of respondents see AI as a game changer, while 40% express concern over its potential to spread misinformation, particularly political propaganda. Clearly, there's a dual narrative of opportunity and caution. The report makes a compelling case for AI as a means to enhance newsroom efficiency rather than replace human intelligence. It's already proving valuable in automating routine tasks and improving research and fact-checking. But there's a need for careful integration to preserve content originality, job security, and audience trust. However, the slow adoption of AI isn't just about resources or training. It's also a mindset shift. Many Tanzanian journalists view AI as a competitor, leading to hesitation in its adoption. The study underscores the importance of trust and clarity in AI's role within journalism, especially as it relates to deepfakes and synthetic media. As the study suggests, the lack of tailored AI training programs and the disconnect between global advancements and local needs are significant barriers. Most digital courses available are Western-centric, failing to address unique Tanzanian challenges like access to local datasets and Swahili language tools. The report urges media companies to proactively integrate AI tools, ensuring they address concerns about misinformation and bias. Yet, without government-led initiatives to develop AI integration guidelines, the responsibility largely falls on media professionals themselves to navigate this technological frontier. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. As we see in Tanzania, the future of AI in media hinges on education and responsible integration. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time,